Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I am your host, Stacey Emery. Always excited to be here for another mind-shifting conversation on Monday night. As always, I'm joined by my phenomenal and dynamic co-host, Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. And we'd like to say thank you for tuning in. As always, it's a pleasure to be here. We say kudos to all of you that are tuning in because obviously you're very committed and dedicated to your own personal growth and development. For those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, I want to say welcome. This show is for you. It's for people like you and I that are looking to grow in every area of our lives. And in order to do that, in order to reach new levels of success, we know that sometimes there's a need for a mind shift. There's a need for a paradigm shift. And so we ask that when you come to this show and when you listen to our show, you come with an open mind and an open heart. You may not necessarily agree with everything we say, but again, we're sharing our own experiences, we're sharing our own perspectives, and we just say if you just hang in there with us for the hour, we promise that you'll have a healthy mind shift by the end of the show. So thank you for tuning in. For those of you that are listening online at Blog Talk, if you have not been following the show, we encourage you to do so now in your browser. You can hit the follow link on the page there for Mind Shift Talk Radio. And also you can connect with us on our website, mindshifttalkradio.com. You can go ahead and hit the contact us link. You can read more about my co-host as well as myself and find out about upcoming shows. You're also able to go back and listen to replays in the archives. We've had some phenomenal, when I say phenomenal, like just fired up shows, especially over this last quarter. Really just, you know, ending the year on a positive note. And we've been talking about your money, how to make that money. We've been talking about your own personal development, about how to have that paradigm shift, that mind shift, and see things from a different perspective in order for you to grow, not only in your personal relationships, but also your business and professional relationships as well. So we've touched on so many different things that are going to help you to have that momentum going into the new year. And like we said before, week after week, we've been saying this. We provide all of this information, but it's up to you, you know, listening to this message for you to take action. You can sit here and you can listen. You can take all the notes in the world, but it's up to you to really take action and implement the information that's being shared on this show. So we're excited for you, and we're definitely excited about tonight's show and tonight's guest that's going to be joining us that you'll hear from shortly. But the chat room is now open, so you can hit us up in the chat room. You may have some questions or some comments that you want to share. I don't know why I'm tongue-twisted. Some stuff that you want to share with us, you can hit us up in the chat room. And also, if you are not our friend yet on Facebook, please become our friend on Facebook. We like having friends. We love friends. And so you can find us on facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. Now, I have said more than a mouthful, so I'm going to go ahead and bring my partner in success and crime onto the air. So, Sister Big Bones, happy Mind Shift Monday, Mamacita.
Hi, hi, hi. Happy Mind Shift Monday to you too, boo.
How you doing?
Hey, can't call the player, can't kill none, won't none die.
I say you always put a smile on my face. I can always count on you for that, I tell you.
Thank you, I think.
But no, that's a good thing. You should think. That's a good thing. I'm not even being funny right now. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I hear you, but
I'm serious. How's Mama Nita doing?
Getting on my nerves. She's a horrible patient. Oh, my God.
So that means everything is well then?
No, but it will be. It will be.
Awesome. Well, I am happy to be here with you as always. You know, it's my favorite day of the week.
It is.
So I've had so much going on in the last week. I think most people have a lot. Most people that I'm talking to lately have quite a bit going on. We've been talking about the mind shift, but there's truly a shift in the season. And I think it's a positive and healthy shift, despite what it feels like. You know, I've had my challenges, and I'm talking to, you know, people in my circle, friends and family members, and it seems like many people are just feeling like they're at the point where they've hit this proverbial brick wall. I know even the service that I went to at church yesterday, that's what the pastor was talking about hitting this proverbial wall. And he used some great analogies about, he's one about the little sea turtle, and he talked about how the little sea turtle, when the mom is pregnant, she comes onto land and she lays her eggs. And, you know, once the eggs hatch, then the little bitty turtle, and I'm sitting here, it's funny because you guys can't see me, but I'm sitting here mimicking the little turtle. I have my little arm. But it was so cute when he did it. Like, he, you know, his neck was off her, and he did his little arms. And he was like, you know, these little bitty turtles are having to crawl their way back out, you know, to the shore. And then once they get to the water, they swim back in. And he said, you know, on the show, they were talking about how some people would see these little eggs hatching, and they'd want to pick these little turtles up and then go and walk them over to the shore and drop them in the water, and the turtles would drown because they hadn't developed the strength yet that they would normally acquire from crawling back to the seashore for them to be able to swim. So the little turtles were drowning. And so it was just a great story about how, you know, we sit there and we feel like we've hit this brick wall. We continue to have these challenges. They're hitting us from every direction in our lives. But we realize that during those challenges, we're strengthening our little bitty turtle arms. And you know, we're getting closer to the shore. So it was very encouraging. I don't know what made me share that right now. But I don't know. You know, but hush up. I don't know if I should say, should I feel some kind of way that you just said that? But I think it was a great lesson for all of us. Okay, I'm so done with you. Anyway, I'm going
That's
to
3 minutes of my life I'll never get back. Thanks, Stacey. No,
you know what?
In all seriousness,
you.
I really,
you
I
gotta love
that
you.
So describes me right now, as I feel like I'm going through hell and high water. So I appreciate that you shared it, because I needed to hear that. And I'm sure somebody either listening now or that will listen to the replay, that would be a timely message for them.
Well, praise God for that. See? Praise God. All right. Even though I sound like I'm rambling, but I'm not rambling. The spirit just moves me, I tell you. The spirit just moves me.
I feel the spirit.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, on a more serious note, well, that was serious, but we're going to get back on a serious note. So, you know, for those of you that are new to the show, or maybe you're not even new to the show, but you already see that there's some humor here. You know, we do discuss some very serious things sometimes, but there's always some humor to it. But that's what life is supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun. We can't always just be so stiff and so boggled down with the challenges and the responsibilities of life. So we talk about real things on Mind Shift. We talk about some serious stuff. We have some fun when we have our relationship conversations and so forth. But at the end of the day, like I said, we're just basically sharing our own perspective. And in order for our listeners to be encouraged and to be empowered, we feel that that strength really comes from us being able to be transparent. And I'm just sharing that as a disclaimer, I guess, for you to understand, you know, we have a lot of fun on the show, but we don't want that to take away from the message, but we are very transparent, and sometimes we'll share our own personal stories and situations and circumstances, but that's all a part of life, so just know that. But going into this week's show, before we go into this week's show, we like to provide a recap for those of you that may have missed the show last week. Last week, we went into, what was that, number three? I think that was workshop number three of our small business series. Okay. So we did three with our special guest. We said she isn't really a guest anymore because she's family at this point, but the business plan expert and business consultant, Ms. Sherry Darden, was here doing series number three, or workshop number three of her small business series. And we've really been talking about entrepreneurship. And so if you've missed those shows, we've still left them available to you to go back and download. You can go back to mindshifttalkradio.com. I mean, I can't stress it enough. You definitely want to check out the small business series. It went back to the basics 101, you know, whether or not you are even a great candidate to be an entrepreneur. We talked about how to get started with business. And last week, we really talked about being an infopreneur. And I found that interesting, sis, the whole infopreneur concept. I know you had some questions around it, too. I mean, were you intrigued by it? I know I was intrigued by the information she was sharing.
I am. So much so, I started setting me up like a Google account and such, and thinking about what it is that people come to me for,
mm-hmm.
and how to parlay that into some income.
Right. And that's what was really good about it, because I was talking to a friend of mine about the show after the show, and I was talking about, you know, all the different examples that Sherry shared in terms of, you know, ideas we have and things we know that we don't even realize we know. We don't realize that they're a gift or a talent that other people would like to have, or that we could use to bless other people. Like Stephen talked about the cornbread. What was it, the cornbread millionaire?
Cornbread millionaire, yeah.
Yeah, sharing, you know, a cornbread recipe. But it was a great show because she talked about how you can go from where you are right now, and she provided tips and tools that you could use to literally implement your own business and start making money within 3 days. Within 3 days. I mean, like, who doesn't want to make money within 3 days? And so that show was titled Get Off the Pot. It was Get Off the Pot and Make Money with Sherry Darden. And I say it on the show whenever she's here, like, guys, this is just so phenomenal that she's willing to be here with us, because, like I said, she's an expert in her own right. You know, she travels around the country holding seminars and conferences, providing this information to other people for a fee. And here she is on Mindshift providing this information for free to our listeners. And so it's such a blessing for her to be here with us. Every time she's here, I mean, she always just drops all this wisdom, all these nuggets, and you just can't help but to be blessed. I mean, her spirit is just amazing. So she's just an awesome person. So we definitely encourage you, go back, even if it's not for you, if it's for someone else, check out the show, share the replays with other people. We all have someone in our circle that talks about they want to be an entrepreneur, especially if you're in the Atlanta area. Who doesn't? I mean, I don't know what day of the week you can run into someone and not find someone, at least one person, that says, I'm a small business owner. Or,
right,
I'm
I think we have the most CEOs per capita. I don't care what you say.
Thank you. In Atlanta. You know what I mean? So,
the
you know,
CEO of Big Boys Burned CDs. Like, really? You're a pirate.
No, it's their business. Thank you for that.
Everybody know the bootleg dude.
Oh, yeah, everybody, you got to have a hookup.
Oh, the bootleg lady.
But, see, now Sherry was providing tips to be able to turn that into a legitimate business.
Right.
See? Yeah. So definitely go back, check out the replay, share it with your friends and family, mindshifttalkradio.com. All right, so we've been here talking, and like I said, we are excited about this week's guest as well. And we want to, this is the end of the year, so we talk about, okay, what are some conversations we can have at the end of the year that kind of sum up all the things we've been talking about this year, and that's going to help, like I said, create that momentum and propel us into the new year, but not only a new year, then a new season, because like I said, for many of us, the shift has already taken place. It's not waiting until January 1st for that shift to take place. There's things that we can do right now, and many of us have been experiencing these shifts over the last few months of this year. And so we wanted to make sure that we continue to have these conversations, healthy conversations, and have guests on the show that provide value, that provide the tools and the resources and the encouragement that you need in order to be able to manifest your dreams and to live your life on purpose. And so tonight's guest is the perfect person to have that message for, to deliver that message. And tonight's guest is an author, speaker, and performer. Mr. Jay White is going to be joining us tonight. Now, just to tell you a little bit about Jay White, as I said, author, speaker, and performer, you can learn more about him online at his website, which is destinybrandsllc.com. And basically, he's going to share this message on how to live your life with purpose, how to fulfill your destiny. He's the author of a book, Tap Into Your Destiny, and he travels around the globe. He performs TAP. I'm going to talk about being talented. He performs tap, spoken word, poetry. And, again, he shares these empowering words in an effort to help people truly tap into their destiny. So you're going to hear more from him now. You're going to hear about this message. And we're going to learn more about his book, Tap Into Your Destiny, that you'll be able to get on his website, also on our website at mindshifttalkradio.com. So without any further ado, we want to introduce you to our special guest, Mr. Jay White. Jay, welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio.
Wow, thank y'all so much, man. I'm super hyped because of y'all intro and just talking about the topics that you all have already reviewed in the past. So thank you all. I'm so humbled that y'all would even ask me to come upon your show. So I'm looking forward to a great evening.
We're looking forward to having you here, and truly we consider it an honor to have you here. I mean, Jay, you know, just looking at your website, you can see the passion. I've looked at some of your YouTube videos, and I've had the privilege to be able to talk to you. And I'm really excited about the message that you're going to share with our listeners tonight, because, like I said, after just talking to you for a couple of minutes on the phone, I could hear the passion and I can feel the energy through the phone. So I'm really excited about the message you're going to share with us tonight. And if there's anything I may have missed in the bio, I know I did a really short bio, but if there's anything else that you want our listeners to know about who Jay White is, you know, feel free to share that at this point.
Well, I'm just a dreamer, man. I'm a dreamer, and God is for some reason blessed me with tremendous faith. And if I see something, I just go after it, man. And at the end of the day, I have 24 hours in a day just like the next person. I think a little bit different, and I just go get it. There's no room to talk about it. I'm really being about it, and it's manifested in my life through intellectual property, through speaking engagements, through being able to teach others what I've been able to learn, so that the movement continues. And, I'm just a guy who is for real about it. If I say it's going to happen, well, I'm going to go after it, just write it down, because I'm going to do it.
Right. That's awesome. Well, like I said, we're going to go ahead and go into your message before we pass the mic over to you. Just want to let our listeners know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Marnita Sista Big Bones Warren. And tonight we're joined by our special guest, author of Tap Into Your Destiny, Mr. Jay White is here, and he's going to share a very encouraging message with all of us. So I encourage you, if you have not done so yet, grab a pen, a piece of paper. You're going to want to take notes for this message tonight. So, Jay, we're going to go ahead and pass the mic over to you. Let us know what you're going to be discussing, and you can, the floor is all yours, basically.
Well, as a tap dancer and as a spoken word artist, more so as a spoken word artist, you know, the tap, whenever I take the stage, the tap is bait to get the attention of the viewers. But the real meat comes in the spoken word. And for this season of my life, I have been charged with sharing a message of, I did a piece called Second Wind, and I'll share it here in a few minutes. But I believe that just as you were all talking about earlier with the paradigm shift, there truly has been a shift, and God has really shifted some things over the last 4 years. It actually started before that, but I think us with the naked eye could actually see it and tap into it about 4 years ago. Even with that said, not just from the presidency, not just with the economics, the deterioration of the currency and what's going on here in the United States and around the globe, you know, there's just been a major shift. And if you prepare, you will eat the good of the land. But if you're not prepared, it's going to be a bad day for you. So we'll go into Second Wind here in a few moments. But I did just want to share that. For those of you who are creative, for those of you who have ever had a dream, whoever had a business idea, a targeted relationship, a sickness or illness in your body, whatever it is that you once believe God to manifest in your life or to heal you from, deliver you from, give to you, whatever that is, you know, now is the time to prepare to receive that. So, for instance, if you stepped out on faith to start a business and you did not acquire the results that you thought you should, you know, now it's time to revisit that business plan, dust it off, look at it again, because I truly believe that once you are in your purpose and in your passion, it's not always going to be easy. And I think that's a big misconception. We think because, you know, we're God's people and we're chosen and we're diligent that we're not supposed to have trials. And but many, 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 many trials are in our stead. And that's just for endurance. And that builds our faith muscles. But that's neither here nor there. But the bottom line is you got to prepare. You got to do the work, you know. We've all heard over and over again that faith without works is dead. And now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I do believe that if faith without works is dead, then faith with works is very much alive. And I believe we have to be alive, and alive means doing the work. Do the work, man. Praying all day, it means nothing if you ain't doing the work. Not only is... Did you all want to jump in there? Because I got a lot to say. I just want to make sure that I'm not always stepping my boundaries.
No. When we pass the mic, we pass the mic. It's yours. Trust me, we'll have some questions and comments at the end.
Okay. Well, aside from tapping to your destiny, I just published a 7-book series, so now I have 8 books total. And I guess I kind of could have went over this in my bio. I do have 8 books. I have... 2 movies that I've written and directed. One is a feature, one is a short. I have my own brand of wine called Destiny. I have my own line of bow ties, also called Destiny. What else is there? Goodness, I do so much. I have a magazine coming out in 2013, also called Destiny Magazine. And again, this is all about dreaming, man. I'm just a dreamer. But I'm also a doer. You know, I'm a doer.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, I will get right into, I'll do 2 things. One is going to be tap into your destiny. The other is going to be second wind.
Okay.
And I'm sure you all have some questions about that. And say it again, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying second wind, huh?
Yeah, get your second wind, man. Get your second wind. So we'll go into that. But I'll start with Tap into Your Destiny because you first started out with that book. So here goes. And this will alleviate a lot of the conversation because whenever I do what I do in terms of my gifts and my calling and my talents, that pretty much should speak for itself. And so here goes. I start off everything I do with an affirmation. So, listeners, I would say for you, this is for you. Start your day off with an affirmation. This piece starts off with an affirmation, and the affirmation is the best part of my life is in front of me and not behind me. So if you will say that, the best part of my life is in front of me and not behind me. Thank you, Stacey. I appreciate you having my back for that. It's the best part of my life. I feel good about that.
In front of me and not behind me. I said it to myself. Okay.
That is a riot, man. Okay, the best part of my life.
The best part of my life
is not behind me.
It's not behind me.
It's not behind me.
It's in front of me.
It's in front of me.
It's in front of me.
Okay, good. Don't feel like you're, I know you ain't trying to act like you're on the spot. Okay, all right, here we go. So, family can sometimes bring us down. Seems like they should be the first ones to build us up, but they can be the first ones to tear us down. If it's not our parents who swear that a college degree is the only key to job security, or jealous siblings who quote, "You think you better than me," then it's every idea you cast out, they shoot it down with negativity. Maybe they're trying to live through you vicariously, hoping you can be what they once hoped they could be. But what if that's not your destiny? And it's not a total disconnect. You're just the apostrophe. You stand out. But they give you lectures like teachers give handouts. And if your plan is different from their plan, you can't come to them with your handout. Seems like they'd rather see you on the corner with your handout. They're trying to arrest your dreams, but you don't have to put your hands out. Tap into your destiny. The best part of your life is in front of you. It's not behind you. Dreams. I have a question. What will you do if you knew you couldn't fail. I think somebody ain't going to get sleep tonight, but that is my question. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? I believe God has required us to have that kind of faith. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Would you write that story inside of you, though it's hard for you to spell? Would you apply for that job of being CEO, even though you've been in jail? Would you challenge yourself to be healthy and stop competing with a scale? What's sad is that most of us see our dreams in front of us, but we won't follow the trail. So numb with fear, we couldn't touch with braille. So the older we get, the more our misery swells, like gout or a throat allergic to fish with shells. Because many of us have put down our God-given dreams, and we picked up the American dream. It took years off of our life, and now we realize it's the American scheme that has been marketed so well that it's now the American theme. They have most people neglecting a journey of purpose only to acquire a few things, like a house, which in many cases is a whole lot bigger than what we really need, as if it, a white picket fence, and a luxury car are the only reasons why we breathe. Well, you might as well add a boat to that list, because they done shipped half of American jobs overseas. Got most of us climbing up this invisible ladder with the ridiculous notion that size is what matters, when it's really the motion. No pun intended. I'm talking about the motion behind your faith for which you've been apprehended. See, in baseball, the letter K, it stands for strikeouts. But I guess since your company gave you 401 of them, in turn you gave them whiteout to cover up the things that you are passionate about with promotions that put your sight out. But then you bring that hatred home with you and you expect your family to take the spite out. When they can't fulfill the void of God in your life, it leaves the one big fight out. Now how are you going to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world if you allow the very world to put your light out? Tap into your destiny. The best part of your life is in front of you. It's not behind you. Gifts and talents. See, we all have gifts and talents. You know, there's a listener now. As an artist, you can sculpt. There's a potential author with more fiction in you than Pope. Somebody listening has the passion to teach, but you won't because of the pay. When at the end of the day, there's a child or adult looking for hope, and you just might be their ray. There's a woman who has the passion to preach the word, but you won't because a religion or a group of men says you can't. Now, that's absurd. Maybe you have the passion to bake. You want to start your own business, but fear has you conditioned to work 30 years in somebody else's factory, like cheesecake. You ever heard of the term use it or lose it? Well, the best part of your life is in front of you, but only if you choose it. So stop the land of inevitable and keep hitting snooze. It will come a time where you have to wake up and answer to God. So when are you going to end this facade of a life you've been living? Because the world is waiting for each of us to present the gifts that we've been given. See, your gifts are not just for you. And if you still have breath in your lungs, then there's really no excuse. Because excuses are like nooses. They choke the life right out of you. But since the ground for your talents have been tilled like Emmett, why drag out your destiny till it's killed like Emmett? Well, slow down, cowboys. No need to rush like Emmett. All I'm saying is plan your work and work your plan. Because it's amazing how many of us don't get serious about our destiny until we get canned. And can I tell you what's insane? Tomorrow morning, somebody listening is going to get up and go to a job that literally drives you insane. But God says, write your vision down and make it plain. So he that reads it can run with it. And until it comes to pass, then you ain't done with it. But don't give it up to no one. Be a nun with it. Jump the broom and say, I do, and be at one with it. See, Harriet Tubman was so serious about her destiny that she packed a gun with it. Tap into your destiny. The best part of your life is in front of you. It's not behind you. And I'll stop there. I can go on and on and on and on.
Can you hear the snapping?
Straight snapping, no clapping.
Bless your heart. I just wanted to leave a little bit of room to do Second Wind. It's a much shorter poem, but I hope your listeners can catch it, because if you can catch your second wind, man, it'll change your life. If you can't, you're going to miss the window of opportunity and just be miserable. Okay. Here's Second Wind. Y'all want to jump in there before I start this? It's about a minute poem.
Well, Okay, well, before we go into that, I just want to let our listeners know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sister Big Bone Florence. And tonight we're joined by our special guest, Mr. Jay White, author of Tap Into Your Destiny. And so he's just shared some of his, a tidbit of Tap Into Your Destiny with us just now. And now he's going to go into the next piece, which is Second Wind, you said, right, Jay?
Yes, it's called Second Wind. Like, you know, athletes get winded sometimes, or boxers get winded. You know, you're just out of breath, basically. You're tired,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you need to pull over. And it's like, man, I've been going hard, and I'm struggling. I've laid it all on the line, and I'm just, you know, I'm out of breath. I've exhausted my resources, my finances, my health, my strength, my support, my credit. You know, we can sometimes exhaust our resources and we get winded. But God says, try it again. Can you trust me now? Can you try it again? If you try it again, your life will never be the same. So here's the Second Wind. Is that all right?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm going to ask your listeners and yourselves just to inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Pick your dreams back up. If you say you move forward, center yourself. Guard your heart. But the past don't bring back up. So focused on your last fall, you can't spring back up. In your own business, you'd invest. Unnecessary bills, though, got you stressed. Man, if you could only give the things back up. Got jewels inside, but too full of pride to give the bling back up. Imagine being on top, then getting fired, then going to jail, then third string back up. You see, Mike Vick crashed hard, but that eagle taped his wing back up. Somebody needs to pick their dream to sing back up, even if it means you have to sing back up. Fellas, it's just a few minutes of pleasure, so don't call that fling back up. Instead, pick that ring back up and call that queen back up. But queens, humble yourself. Check your mate and call that king back up. See, I hope Jada has the will to give Will a ring back up. And I know you've been burned like wood, but even Tiger's home disasters made believers out the Masters when he got his swing back up. And I ain't just talking green coats. See, America is getting her second wind and not just off of black votes. But she does need to take a look at her book of Acts. And I ain't just talking Bible quotes. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. What are you waiting for? Grab your dreams, man, woman, teenager. What are you waiting for? You ain't the first to get locked up. You ain't the first to be single and get knocked up. Let me say that again. You ain't the first to be locked up. You ain't the first to be single and get knocked up. I'm talking about your second wind. Your second wind. Inhale. Exhale. You're not the first to get locked up. You're not the first to be single and get knocked up. Suicide's not an option. Put the Glock up. Bishop Long, Second Wind, rebuild the flock up. It's your time. Spring forward. Set your clock up. Get your second wind. Take it. It's out there for you. I hope you know that. It's out there for you. That's that piece. Thank you so much.
Okay. I know Sister Big Moses over there snapping her fingers, so I had to go ahead and do that for her. You know, we were sitting here, and, you know, I know we're both thinking the same thing. Like, it's just such a blessing to receive spoken word. Before I say this, sis, what are your thoughts about what you heard just now?
Man, I can't wait to listen to the replay. No, because it's, oh my gosh, it was just such profound stuff. Like you put it down. I mean, social commentary on just our society, on politics, on how things are, and just awesome words of wisdom and encouragement, because there are so many people and so many of us who are allowing our past to define us. So, you know, definitely two great pieces, and, you know, and I definitely know, you know, having read the book, that Tap Into Your Destiny is not just a piece, but also a book as well. So, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I agree. And I tell you, you're blessed, you're gifted, definitely anointed, Jay. But that was so on point. So thank you for sharing that with us.
No, thank y'all for listening.
So I have a question. For Tap Into Your Destiny, did it start out as like the piece that you shared with us tonight, or did that come from the book? Like how did that evolve?
No, Tap Into Your Destiny came after the book, and it was a piece that, you know, I got a chance to focus on because I listened to people and their issues as to why they have been bound or have been stagnant and haven't really moved forward in their gifts and their talents and their purpose. And the general census was, you know, my family didn't encourage me or they held me back or they didn't support me. Or I had dreams, but I put my dreams down and I went over here to work the job. Even though I hate what I do, I'm going to still go over here and do it because, you know, I got to pay bills. Well, you know, if you get rid of some of the expenses you have, then you'll find that you will be free to do the things that you love. But I think, you know, we get caught up in what I guess it's called a status quo, what we should acquire by a certain age. So that was one of the things. We stop dreaming and we start letting other people think for us. Oh, yeah, we stopped dreaming and started thinking. So a lot of people, that was a part of the general census too, dreams. They, you know, put down their dreams and picked up the American dream and let America tell them what success was, or allow that to validate, you know, how they govern their lives. And then gifts and talents. God says in the word that a man gifts make room for him. You know, your gifts make room for you. And most of us neglect our gifts because we're trying to climb up, I guess, somebody else's ladder, or, you know, and we take on misery. Now, that's not to say that there's not a season where you might be in a job that you dislike or in a relationship that isn't moving you where you want to go, although it is subliminally. But, you know, when you make careers out of, basically we put a period where God put a comma and vice versa. God will put a comma somewhere and we'll put a period. And we stay longer than we were supposed to. So that has inhibited a lot of people from moving forward. And then relationships. Now, I didn't share that particular part of Tap Into Your Destiny, but that is by far the number one reason why people don't move, because they don't know how to release one season and move into the next. So those are the four things that came to me as I talked to individuals, and I did a survey, male, female, whether you graduated from college or not, were you really, you know, so the survey was, are you male or female? Have you, you know, what age are you? Were you told to go to college and get a degree and get a good job? And whatever, do you have a degree? And if you have a degree, are you working in the field that you have a degree for? And 90% of the people couldn't say that they were. So, again, it goes back to being told a lie, sold a lie, but buying it, really subscribing to it. So those are the things that I question people about and ask, you know, why aren't you doing what you love? Because it really is a trickle-down effect. When you're not in your purpose and your passion, it's going to come out in some way, either you're going to hate yourself, your relationship, you're going to be bitter toward the people around you, constantly living your life to please other people and be validated by society as opposed to God, you know, and at the end of the day, and it is a lonely road, however, I'm not alone, or you won't be alone, but most people can't deal with that or haven't matured to, and I don't know everything. Let me preface by saying that. I don't know everything. I don't profess to know everything. I'm constantly learning, and I embrace educators and teachers who can, you know, teach me something, which I believe is everybody. But I do believe that in my quiet time, God has shown me the things that are really important and a lot of the things that are not important. And those are the things that are not important are what most people are killing themselves over. You know, worried about stuff that don't really matter and wondering why you're getting cancer and having strokes and heart attacks in your 30s and your 40s. You know, how can you have multi-million dollars and you kill the mother of your child and then kill yourself and you ain't even 30? Why do they do that? You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's, you know, it's when you seek the wrong things, when you're seeking after stuff that doesn't really matter, you know. And don't get me wrong, everybody wants to have nice things, I guess, in life. But to what extent are you willing to sacrifice your health, your morals, you know what I mean? Your spirituality. And that's what's going to happen. People forsake those things when those are the most significant. Without your health, don't nothing else mean nothing.
Wow. That's a word. That's a word. I think, I mean, you're right. I definitely agree. And so many of us, like you said, we get caught up in material things, and we get caught up in this, in almost like the race. You know what I mean? It's like, we don't take time to really enjoy life from the passenger seat. And when I say that, I mean the passenger seat in terms of being able to take time to catch the view, to see what's going on around us, to be able to enjoy and embrace our surroundings and the experiences we're having. As a driver sometimes, and I want people to be clear when I'm saying this, because I'm not saying about being a backseat passenger or driver to your dreams and your goals. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying when it comes time to enjoying life and to experiencing life, you know, sometimes when you're caught in the driver's seat, you're racing, like you said, you're racing to get the next house, the next car, the next job, the next promotion, the next relationship, whatever it may be, that you miss all of the other experiences and all the other, I guess, all the experiences that help you to grow through that process. But when you're able to say, you know what, I'm going to get out of this driver's seat, you know, and from a spiritual perspective, many people compare that to saying, okay, I'm going to let the Lord drive, you know, you hear that, but I'm going to sit in this passenger seat and I'm going to really enjoy life for what it is. And even, you know, not even speaking about it, excuse me, you know, not even using a metaphor for it, but really when you think about it in real life, when you think about yourself in the passenger seat, I know for me personally, there's been many times where I've been in the car and I've driven the same route every single day to get to that job, like you said, that I may not necessarily enjoy. But I'm in the car every single day going to this place back and forth, and I miss so many things along this route and along this path. And then, like, you know, the next time I could be in a car with someone else, and I'm like, wow, I never noticed that nice house there or that beautiful tree or that park or whatever it may be. So I definitely agree with you that we get caught up in the wrong things. And the sad part about it is that we think that the things that we're focused on really are important. And we think they're important based on our paradigms, based on the things that we've seen growing up, based on the experiences we've had, based on the things that our parents and people before us thrived or strived to achieve. You know, we think that that should be the mark for our lives. You know, my parents always felt it was important for you to work hard and go to school and get grades and go to college and then be able to get that 9-to-5. You hear these stories from kids all the time, and then like you said at the beginning of your message, Jay, that you still feel empty. You've acquired these things, you've reached these so-called status quos, and you still don't feel fulfilled because you're still not fulfilling your own destiny. You're trying to fulfill the destiny of someone else. So, I mean, we can have this conversation offline and we can go at it for hours. I totally love these conversations. So I'm going to be quiet at this point about that because I want us to have a little bit of time to still go into some of the things that you talked about in your book. You've already shared the spoken word piece. I know Sister Big Bones likes that part of it, but we only have about 15 minutes of you.
So I want people to know a little bit about what they'd be able to get out of your book if they're to go online to get that. We want people to go get your book, so we're encouraging people to go get Tap Into Your Destiny. And I have a couple of questions about some of the chapters in your book.
Okay.
Excuse me. And one thing I did want to say, I was like, oh, wow, when I was reading through the book and you talked about just looking at some of the areas you grew up and you named some streets and so forth, and it was so interesting because at one part you mentioned, I think it was 108th and Avalon.
Yeah, 103rd. Uh-huh.
Or 103rd. Okay, I was on 108th at one point when I was in elementary school. I was like, oh, my gosh, isn't that something? So just wanted to share that. We were neighbors and we didn't even know.
Right. Funny.
You live in Atlanta?
Yes.
Well, I'm talking about, it's different, though, when you say 103rd or 108th in Avalon, it's very different. For those of my West Coast family listening to the show right now, they'll understand. It's very different. But anyway, so going into the book, let's see, I wrote down a lot of
Wait,
key points.
Before
you, I know I can't.
I have a question about the title.
Okay.
Because I noticed, like, throughout it, you talk about your love for tapping, and you kind of talk about tapping being the draw when you started out tonight. Is Tap Into Your Destiny a play on words?
It is also. It is literally tap, you know, because I do tap dance. It is a play on words. Get into your destiny.
Yeah, I like that. That's all I have for the title. Go ahead, Stacey.
Okay. I'm trying to pick my question. I'm trying to pick the right question because I know we're running out of time. So let's see. Earlier at the beginning of the show, and I guess there was a reason I said this, I shared the story about the sea turtles and about strengthening the arms and so forth like that. And in your book, there's a part there where you talk about being forced out. And you talked about how there are going to be situations that are going to occur in your life that push us from one season into the next. And so we talked about that shift taking place, and we talked about that challenge. So I want you to just talk to us a little bit more about being forced out and what you were discussing in that chapter.
Oh, goodness. I believe that there's a point in our lives where and whether we look at it or not, but God will force us into the next season of our life, and it's a sink or swim kind of thing. Even though He gonna catch you and you ain't gonna drown, but being able to get forced out is actually a blessing. But in there, there was a situation where I was in California, and I worked at a barbershop. And when I worked at a barbershop, I believe I'm in the right chapter. Well, I was working at this barbershop, and I had the opportunity to get into it with the owner. And I look, and I say opportunity because it wasn't anything that I did per se, but it was something that he did. And it literally made me make a decision. And I had to make a decision, and I left on a drop of a dime. And that literally, I walked. I worked in Inglewood on Market Street as a barber.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus stop was right out the front door. Literally, you can look right out the front door and see the bus stop. Well, I was so livid, I had to walk down to the next bus stop and just completely get away from the shop and the owner. And as I was walking, I walked past this building on the way to the next bus stop, and there was a man named Tim Munier who was putting a for rent sign on a building on what was a barber shop and beauty salon. And the caveat is he didn't even live in the country. He had just flew in. He had to evict some people, clean the shop out, and put the for rent sign back in. So he had just finished cleaning, and he literally put the sign in the window as I was passing by. Long story short, I signed the lease that day and opened the shop the next morning. It happened just like that. So I was forced from one situation into the next.
Well, yeah, and I know in that chapter you used some other examples, because many times when we're going through our hard times or our challenges, we feel like, oh, my God, why is this happening to me? You know, I've been sowing seeds. I've been doing the right thing. I thought I was on the right path, and it seems like everything is falling apart. And so you used some examples where you talked about, you know, from a relationship perspective, where you had a woman there that was married to her spouse for 5 years, and then all of a sudden, you know, he decided that he didn't want to be there anymore. And you talked about how that sudden change, you know, caused her. She actually grew from that experience because it forced her to stand on her own 2 feet. And she no longer depended on this man to provide for her anymore and to provide for her children. And so an example of that would be, you know, you hear those stories of individuals going through some challenging times, women that have been in relationships, they depended on their husband for so much. The husband leaves, and now they're forced to, you know, take care of their families on their own. And so now they're going out and they're starting businesses. You know, they're being entrepreneurs. They're being infopreneurs. We're doing things that we wouldn't normally do because we were caught up in that comfort zone. And life and God does have a way of just forcing you out, like you said, to walk into that destiny or to tap into that destiny. So I especially enjoy that part of the book because, you know, we can sit here, and I said this earlier at the show, we can sit here and we have these conversations, and I think it's only through transparency like this when we're sharing, you know, real life experiences and examples for people to really understand and be able to relate. Excuse me, relate to what we're discussing and what we're sharing. So that was what I liked. And I have other questions, but I know we're short for time. So I just would say, if you could, before we wrap up the show, I don't want to run out of time to do this, but if you could let the listeners know where they can get more information about you, about your book, if there's any upcoming events, how can they connect with Jay White?
Well, my website is Destiny. Brands, and that's like a brand that you know, cows get when they, cows or even people in a fraternity, Destiny Brands with the S on the end, LLC.com, Destiny Brands, LLC.com, and from there you can access, you know, the Twitter and Facebook and all of that stuff. And that's where you can access all of my products, which I, like I said, I have my own brand of wine, I have bow ties, I have books, CDs, you name it. It's on there. And I'm just grateful, man. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share on your talk show.
Awesome. Well, Sister Duvall, what are your final thoughts?
No, wait, no.
I was going to say, if you're in Atlanta, I do have a kiosk in the Stonecrest Mall, which is in Conyers, Georgia. I'm sorry, Lithonia, Georgia. And we're here through the Christmas season. We're right in front of Macy's. And that, again, that's in Stonecrest Mall. So come out and see me. We have some products here, and I would love to just come and meet you. If you're interested in moving forward in your life, I don't know everything, but I do have some things I believe I can share to help move the ball down the field for you.
Where can I get the bubbly? I don't see it online.
Yeah, go to my contacts page, and then the whole site for Destiny Wine will pop up.
Okay, I looked under products. My bad. I mean, not that I'm focused on my drinking, my
drink,
but gotta bring in the new year.
Hysterical.
Gotta bring in the new year.
Oh, that's why you're looking for the new year, really?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Sounds good. Anyhow, so is that all you wanted to ask about, ma'am? Was wine?
I guess my question would be, what one thing would you want our listeners to walk away with? What one nugget of wisdom would you give them or encouragement?
Okay. I don't know if they're ready for this, but it's the truth. You know, one day, hopefully it's not soon, but one day we all gonna die. We all are going to die. That is something that we can't get away from. So my question is, since that's the truth and we can't get away from it, there are only two things to look at. This is how I live my life. These are my two nuggets. Number one, never live your life saying, what if, or I wish I would have. Those are two things I want. You throw those out the window. I refuse to live my life like that. To say, what if or I wish I would have did anything. So those are two things, one. And then the other two, I believe it's a struggle, man. It's a struggle to do what you love. I do believe that. It is a struggle to do what you love. That's just honest. But I also think that it's more of a struggle to do what you hate, to get up and go to a place that you hate or be in a relationship that you hate or live in an environment that you hate. Like, that's a struggle to me also. So doing what you love is a struggle, man. It is. It ain't for the faint of heart. But since I can't get away from struggle, I can't get away from it. That is the common, we'll call it numerator. That is the common numerator, you know, denominator on the bottom. Yeah, the numerator, the one that's on top. In order to go to the top, it's going to be a struggle. So doesn't it make sense to struggle doing what you love rather than doing what you hate? Because it's going to be a struggle either way.
Amen.
And my question for you is, are you living or are you existing? And there is a grave difference. Are you living or are you existing?
Mm, we can pass the offering plate.
You know what?
That's awesome. Well, again, thank you, Jay, for being here. Like I said before, it's definitely been an honor to have you here, and it's been a privilege for us to have you here as a guest. And we're excited about all the things that you have going on in your life. And in the new year, your new season, we wish you luck with all your projects and the new magazine as well.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you, Carly. Good blessing.
And then, you know, we're going to have you back on the show after that, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, no doubt. Let's go. Let's go. Let's make it happen.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jay. And again, you know, for those of you that are listening to the show or just tuning in late for some reason, we've been joined by a special guest, Mr. Jay White, author, speaker, performer, talked about his book, Tap Into Your Destiny, also blessed us with the spoken word. I tell you, we got more than what we anticipated tonight, right, sis?
Yeah, oh, and it was all just a blessing.
Definitely. So we encourage you guys to go back, check them out online, excuse me, destinybrandsllc.com. Also, you can get more information about tonight's guest and any other show, any other guest that we've had at mindshifttalkradio.com. As I said at the beginning of the show, you want to make sure that you're connected with us on Facebook. You can connect with us via Blog Talk, or you can go to our own website. But you want to make sure that you're connected to start your week off on a positive note every Monday night. Excuse me, guys. I'm so sorry for all the coughing. Did you just cough after you heard me cough?
Not me.
Or am I? Nope. Oh, okay, I think I'm hearing an echo. No, not you, Jay. No, I think it's an echo. It's like it's bothering me. But I'm sorry. But like I said, you know, it's a great way to start your week off every Monday night, 10 p.m. You get here, we have mind-shifting conversations. You know, we have roundtable discussions. We have fun with our conversations. So we encourage you guys to be here. And like I said before, make sure that you're sharing the information with friends and family members. We all know some people that are in need of a mind shift. This is the perfect way to introduce them to that paradigm shift, is to have them listen to something like this. And you can always go back and listen to all the replays as well. So, sis, I think we're wrapping it up for this week.
Aww. It's time to say goodbye to all my mindshift friends.
There was more. I thought there was going to be some more. That's why I was quiet.
I'll work on that for another show.
Okay.
MINESHIFT, Mindshift Radio. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. I like that. That's hilarious. I think you work with that one. Okay, we thought you were gone. All right. Well, we wish you guys another amazing, awesome, productive mind shifting week. Again, make sure that you're here with us next Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another mind shifting conversation. And we hope you guys can join us in the chat room as well. As always, you guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.